WTAW news time is 6 minutes after 7. It's 76 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. Offering frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between BCS and both Houston airports, with service to and from the Austin airport coming this fall. Commute in comfort with GroundShuttle.com. Let them do the driving. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. 2 days after Bryan school board members approved spending $317,000 to raise the pay of 70 campus principals and assistants, the new superintendent posted a job opening for a new central office administrator.
Superintendent Christy Whitbeck seeking a chief of staff. The 1.5-page job description with 13 bullet points starts with assisting Dr. Whitbeck in the direction and coordination of superintendent goals and district policies. Next, the chief of staff will represent Whitbeck when dealing with city, county, state, and federal representatives. This person will join Dr. Whitbeck's cabinet or senior leadership team will be paid a minimum of $104,000. A district spokesman confirmed the board has not approved the new position, but was notified of Whitbeck's intent to create the job and assumes the board will most likely be voting on the hire. WTAW News has asked school board president Trey Moore for comment. A copy of the job postings online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
America's Navy is coming to the Brazos Valley Veterans Memorial on Saturday evening, August 5th.
The U.S. Navy Band is going to be out there from Washington, D.C. They're going to be having a concert, and we'll have board members out there to give tours of the park, of the park, and then, of course, listen to the band.
The president of the memorial's board, retired General Randy House, says the next edition is the Mexican War. The dedication ceremony is Wednesday evening, September 13th. It will be the memorial's first Marine statue, and there is still time to submit names to be added to the All Veterans Memorial. The application form is online at bvvm.org. Those who use water from the city of College Station have access to the latest drinking water quality report.
It really doesn't change. It's basically, it's dinosaur water. You know, comes from 3,000 feet underground. It was put on this earth a long time ago. So the quality of groundwater just doesn't change very much. And so I have a table in the back of the report showing what's tested for and when, because sometimes you'll see things in the report. You know, it's the 2016 drinking water report, but there's results in there from like 2014. Why is that? Because those things don't change very often.
Water Resource Coordinator Jennifer Nation, speaking on our show, says the report is online at cstx.gov/waterreport. A 3-judge panel in San Antonio has started hearing testimony on a lawsuit over the way congressional boundaries are drawn in Texas. Luis Vera with the League of United American Latin Citizens says while the minority population in Texas has skyrocketed, their representation in Austin has remained stagnant.
There should be at least 53 state house members that would be minority if they were to draw them proportionally according, you know, to the population of the state of Texas.
Attorneys for the state have argued that the boundaries are not drawn to dilute minority vote. Instead, they're drawn politically, and the courts have so far ruled that that's constitutional. Bryan firefighters and animal control rescued a feral cat from the roof of the historic Queen Theater yesterday. Photos from the Downtown Bryan Association's Instagram page of the cat and its rescuers are online at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 10 minutes after 7. It's 76 degrees. Be part of the show, 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
With Ground Shuttle, your airport commute has never been easier. Ground Shuttle offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan College Station and both Houston airports. And starting this fall, Ground Shuttle is adding service to and from the Austin airport. Commute comfortably in luxury shuttles with reclining seats and power outlets, so you can take care of business while we take care of the traffic. Book your ride at groundshuttle.com and ask about in-town charter service and private car service. Ground Shuttle, with new service to Austin coming soon. Let us do the driving.
Thanks for the memory.
At Schlitterbahn Water Park, the magic begins the moment we arrive. There are more ways to play and splash the day away together. Parking and tubes are free, and Schlitterbahn lets you bring a picnic. At the end of the day, we all have something special to hold on to.
Buy discounted tickets at Schlitterbahn.com.
Everything is big in Texas, and nothing's bigger than the pride we have for our great state. Show your Texas pride with a little help from the Texas Trading Post. TXTraders.com is your local online superstore for everything Texas. Find Texas apparel, fine bedding, frame flags, and one-of-a-kind made-in-Texas products. There's no bigger selection of Texas gifts and decor anywhere. Shop local, online, at TXTraders.com. The Texas Trading Post. We're serious about fun Texas stuff.
Hi, I'm Jolene, and my father works at ASAP Equipment. Is your grass growing fast? Get one of the best lawn mowers in the world at ASAP Equipment.
Thank you, Jolene. ASAP Equipment is running 0% financing on all new Gravely mowers. With payments as low as $68 per month, you can cut your mowing time in half and not break the budget. ASAP Equipment is also a full-line steel dealer, so whether you need a new mower, line trimmer, blower, or chainsaw, call ASAP Equipment at 979-690-1106 or stop by 730 Peach Creek Cutoff Road, south of the racetrack.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:12. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Check some weather, and the weather is sponsored by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Your Nationwide agents are part of the member-driven community where serving members' needs are their top priority. Call Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore, 979-776-1900 today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Here's some hot numbers for you.
High pressure is located off to our east, so lots of heat and humidity will be moving across the region from the Gulf of Mexico over the next several days. Partly sunny, around 95 this afternoon. There could be a stray shower or storm. Partly cloudy, warm tonight, 75 to 80. More sunshine tomorrow with the chance for an isolated storm late in the day, highs near 95. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, 75 to 80. Partly sunny Thursday, chance of a storm, 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll hear from SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey and LSU head coach Ed Orgeron as they took the podium for yesterday's SEC Media Days. Meanwhile, Aaron Judge triumphed at last night's Home Run Derby, and we'll take a look at who'll be hitting the court today at Wimbledon. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
See, we were talking about this Judge guy last week, and,
yeah,
you know, I didn't know if you weren't just pulling numbers out of the air when you said he was 6'8", what, 285?
Yep.
But he is, isn't he?
Yeah, 6'7", 282, to be exact.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's a big guy.
He's massive. And I mean, he's athletic. He's not one of those big guys that just DHs.
Right.
Like, he plays right field and makes some really impressive plays.
And hit two home runs that were 500 feet.
If you're familiar with the Marlins ballpark, there's this big Marlin kind of statue thing in, you know, it's kind of like if you were at Houston, the train out there in left field, and he hit
looks
one
like
over the fish.
Flipper?
Wow. And he hit one over the fish. He hit the roof during his first round and they didn't count it because park rules are that ball is still in play. If that were to happen in a game.
Sure.
And it was great. The commentators, are you kidding me? Because, I mean, it would have gone over 500 feet had it not hit the roof.
Okay.
Insane.
Yeah, he really is.
Lots of power.
The crazy part, in the first round, his competitor, because it's like a bracket, Bohr is his last name, and he's a Marlin, so he's in his home field. He hits 22, which was the most out of anyone until Aaron Judge came up. So he just got a bad draw.
Jeez.
You know.
He'd have gone to the second round.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Easily.
So you watched the whole thing?
No, I ended up watching their round. Luckily, I was able to see. And then part of the Cody Bellinger kid, which was really cool. He's a rookie and his dad pitched to him. Because I guess you get to pick pitches to you.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
His dad played for the Yankees back in the day.
Right.
And he won his first round, his quarterfinal or whatever. So, but that was pretty cool.
Well, so that's like Field of Dreams. Get to play ball
but
with
it was,
your dad.
Yeah, play ball with your dad. Exactly.
All right, there. So, trying to keep up, and it's hard with the leader of the free world. I mean, just a little while ago,
Just a little while ago. You know, sometimes he decides to tweet right after we do the segment. but this one came out, and so I really wanted to share this with you guys. 29 minutes ago, he tweeted, "Working hard to get the Olympics for the United States, LA. Stay tuned."
Wow. That would be so awesome. I mean, because if you'll remember, the former president, that was Barack Hussein Obama, he tried to go make the pitch for that and for Chicago, and it didn't work.
Didn't pan out.
Let's hope. that we can be doing this in Los Angeles.
Yeah,
we could do the like the Olympic thing. Yeah.
But I feel like all of Los Angelians are probably not wanting it.
No, they got other things to do. Because they got to speed up. They're on a fast track.
You know, they've got plastic surgery appointments and shopping and
brunch. Stuff to do.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, it can't be as bad as Rio, so.
No, that's right. The water's a little bit cleaner.
Yeah.
Right?
A little bit. Yeah.
We didn't want to play the whole march, so we just sped it up. And it's 7:16. So the new superintendent at the Bryan Independent School District has apparently decided that she needs a chief of staff. Is that correct?
Correct. That is the title.
Okay. Does it, and what is it, like 13 page or 13 bullet points in
13,
the description?
13 bullet points. Yeah. It's about a 1.5 page job description for the position. Minimum salary of $104,000.
Hey. Pretty good.
Yeah.
What do you got to do?
You do have to have a little bit of experience.
Okay.
She's seeking someone with experience as a principal with a master's degree or bachelor's with 6 to 8 years of related experience, and then at least 5 of those at an executive level.
But, I mean, as I understand it, the idea is that the chief of staff will interact with governmental entities rather than the superintendent themselves. Is that correct?
It's kind of what it sounds like.
All right. Okay, well, all right, well.
It says, according to the job posting, this person will serve as a key strategic advisor and problem solver for the superintendent.
Well, maybe we can get the superintendent on the radio show here before school starts and talk about that a little bit. So
Dr. Christy Whitbeck.
All right, we'll see.
Get the details.
But the job has not been approved yet by the school board.
They got to find the money for it.
Right.
Okay.
Right. So apply at your own risk.
Okay, that's right.
There may be a job there, there may not.
May have to go back to car washes and bake sales, Okay.
Your master's degree.
Being principal. If it's good enough for any other institution where they want to pay their people more, that would be a way to do that. unfinished business from yesterday, we had a story about the places where you forget to put sunscreen, okay?
Oh, yeah.
We talked about basically it was nose-related.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then we mentioned
like
maybe
ears.
Your ears and stuff like that. But a guy called later on in the show to say, in fact, he was getting a cancer removed this week or next week from his lower back.
Oh.
So think about that as well, down your lower back.
Yeah.
You know, again, if you can't reach it, and you can't really ask a stranger to put it on there.
Right.
But I'm just saying. So.
Oh, see, I can reach. I feel like my lower back's easier to reach than like the middle
part.
Upper part of your back. Okay. And I'm kind of flexible.
Yeah. That's where that spray comes in. It's the spray's good.
Yeah, true.
So there you are. Okay, later on today, 25 job. Well, maybe we might have to be 25, but job celebrities had before they became famous.
All right.
Here's an important question. People on the internet, of course, have nothing else to do.
Of course.
There is a debate going on right now on Twitter. That's the next evolution of the old is a hot dog a sandwich question.
Uh-huh.
Now people are debating whether or not Pop-Tarts are ravioli.
Ooh.
Oh.
Now it sounds crazy, but if you think about it.
Filling.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Pastry filling.
As one guy said, quote, they're both plain casings containing some sort of a delicious filling with a yummy topping on it.
But would you then go on to say ravioli is a type of pasta?
Sure.
Yeah. Well, you know, also.
Ravioli is a category.
Also, Pop-Tart is a brand name. We'd be talking about toaster strudels. So to call it a Pop-Tart as a ravioli. And also, to me, ravioli just denotes spaghetti sauce.
Right.
Like, they go hand in hand. I wouldn't think of spaghetti
or
sauce
some kind
on my Pop-Tart.
You know, there are other sauces. They'll do.
Is a tortellini a ravioli?
Ah.
No, it's a tortellini.
Yeah.
They're both pasta.
Do you see the. Folks, do you see
dilemmas.
The kind of challenges
this
we have to deal
happens.
With all the time?
Oh, God.
Just horrible.
My life
I got a new,
so hard.
A new development in the sandwich one, though.
Oh, man.
Someone brought up an interesting point. Sandwiches are generally slices of things.
Okay.
So that adds to the idea that tacos are not a sandwich.
Oh, yeah. Cause,
you know.
Yeah, there's not. Unless you're at Jack in the Box where they do put sliced cheese in their taco.
But then, like hot dogs are not a sandwich because sandwiches are slices of things.
Okay. Good point.
You could, but if you slice it, then it becomes a sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I hate that when the hot dog bun cuts in half.
I know. It's such a mess.
Yeah.
Because you expected it to actually be a true food carrier.
Right.
And instead it lets you down at the most important part.
Yeah. Ugh.
All right,
so
most people would kill to have one of those cute little places, those fixer-uppers in the reality series that has left one family with nightmares.
Uh-oh.
UK Daily Mail says Ken and Kelly Downs are very disappointed in their home that they have in Waco. They feel they were deceived by Chip and Joanna.
Really?
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, it says that their company, that's Magnolia Realty.
Right.
They say that the area is so riddled by crime, it's like the Wild West.
You pick the house.
I'm just saying.
You get three options.
You know,
you pick the house.
It wouldn't hurt for you to drive down that street at 10 o'clock on a Saturday night and see what the neighborhood's like, okay?
I just watched an episode the other day, and it was so great. It was this couple, and because of the house they bought, they only had like $30,000 in their renovation budget.
Okay.
Well, their son plays for the Jacksonville Jaguars in the NFL. And he chipped in an extra $100,000.
See, how did I happen to see that exact same one like 2 months ago? I did.
The Beachums?
Yeah. I went to look the guy up, and I went, oh, wow, look at that.
Kelvin Beachum.
Cool?
Yeah. And so, but so then, of course, the renovation turned to $130,000, and Joanna just went to town.
Yeah. I went and looked at the contract he signed. I thought he only gave $100,000. That was kind of chinchy, but yeah, whatever. They got a house they liked, as I recall. Right?
Oh, definitely.
But now they don't like the neighborhood.
But it is crazy because in that episode, they, you know, you actually got to see the inside of their warehouse where all of their staging furniture is.
Because
that's what they do. They stage those homes because, of course, they have to look good. And then they take all of it out.
Right.
So you're left with an empty house.
Hey, we didn't promise everything.
Exactly.
Oh, man. That's true. Anyway, but things got worse for this couple last Saturday morning when a drunk driver plowed through their house.
No.
Oh, yeah. Wow. I mean, you're in Waco. You live in Waco.
That's right. It's Waco. Anything could happen.
Doesn't matter.
Oh, anyway. Well, Chip and Joanna, I guess. Bound to get some bad publicity. So that's okay. Just put out another sweet picture on the front of a magazine at the checkout stand and everything will be fine. Yeah, just great. Drew Barrymore is now going to, I don't know if either of y'all follow Drew Barrymore. Oh, you don't follow Instagram, do you?
I do.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, I do.
So,
yeah. Okay. But I do not follow her particular account.
Well, she racked up 30,000 likes for a photo posting her hard-boiled eggs.
Really?
Yeah.
Were they the perfect hard-boiled
eggs? And that's it. See, of course. She, as if there were no place else to find out exactly how to do a hard-boiled egg, but she believes that the key is to place the eggs in hot water without actually cooking them for 15 minutes and swears they come out perfect.
I've done that before, and if that's the one that worked well for me, then that worked well.
Yeah. I had one this morning that my mom cooked, and it was perfect. Okay. So I don't know what she did, but it was great.
But you got to give it an ice bath afterwards. Before you peel it.
Yeah. Or else is to get that gray stuff on it.
Yeah, and it just did the shell doesn't peel well.
They do look very, very pretty.
Yeah, there you are.
Yeah.
Okay, we're talking hard boiled.
Hot water, no flame.
That's it.
That's what she said.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just
hot water.
Just for that.
And it's like,
she
hot
just
water.
Got a new follower.
You bring the water to a boil, then you take it off the heat and then put the eggs in. You don't actually, like, just put some hot water from the faucet and put the eggs
probably,
in.
Probably, yeah.
Hard-boiled eggs, 7:30 in the morning.
Okay, we done? All right. I just got to – we need to talk it out. You know, we need to
get there.
I think we're good. I think we're good.
World's oldest hippo in captivity has died.
I've heard about that.
Yes. Believed to be 65 years old.
Yeah.
Been living in the Manila Zoo in the Philippines since 1959. Was happy and ate mostly grass, fruit, and bread. So, there. And – speaking of which, I think I've got another old person story this morning, somebody who's hit 100 again and had another idea. The one we had yesterday was drink wine,
mm-hmm.
right? Okay. Maria Lopez, San Antonio, turned 110 last week.
Get a girl.
Maria's family says she credits her longevity to really spicy food.
Ooh, okay.
Her daughter Rosemary says she always has a lot of chili on her food. Really?
A lot of chili.
Are we talking about that meat product chili or chilies?
Or chilies.
A lot of hot pepper. She says she even eats hot sauce on her hamburgers and hot dogs. Lopez has one daughter, four grandchildren, 10 great-grandchildren, celebrated her birthday Saturday by eating spicy Tex-Mex, which she always does.
Huh.
So.
Because of that, this is a great segue. We had a text last week, but it was a great little joke, and I have to share it now.
All right.
How do you know if you have an angry pepper?
How do you know if you have an angry pepper?
When he's jalapeno business.
Thank you.
Malik is more than just an air conditioning company. More than a service. We are problem solvers. We are leaders in operational excellence. We are a team. And we are family. We have a passion to help you. We train every day for it. We're prepared. We roll up our sleeves and do the hard work so you don't have to. And we set the bar high in AC and heating. Turn to the experts with Carrier and Malik. We make the difference. MalikService.com. License TACLA 9262C.
Since 1957, Slovacic Sausage in Snook has been making the best tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacic is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacic. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacic Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
Good morning, it's 727, a Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Acton Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com. Now 94, 95 for a high temperature today. Do have a chance of some pop-up showers out there, and the heat index will be probably 102 or above. And then tonight there's a slight chance of showers as well with a low of 76, and we'll continue this pattern between 94 and 96 and the heat index over 100 all the way through Saturday anyhow. Right now the winds are out of the south at 5. Humidity is still up there at 94%. Fair skies and we've got 76.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's dry through and same day in by 9 out after 5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning and laundry service for over 20 years.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
A complete government takeover of healthcare is gaining traction among Democrats, so says The Hill. And it's not a surprise. I warned you that single payer was the Democrats' plan all along. Obamacare is supposed to fail. Democrat senators Elizabeth Warren and Kirsten Gillibrand are pushing a proposal to provide Medicare for all. The House Democrats' Medicare for All bill already has 113 co-sponsors. And a new Kaiser Family Foundation poll shows that 53% of Americans support this, supposedly. So why aren't more Democrats talking about single payer? Well, because of the elephant in the room, the cost. Surprisingly, the Washington Post published an editorial last month headlined Single Payer Healthcare would have an astonishingly high price tag. I guess they didn't know that. When Bernie Sanders pushed Medicare for All during the campaign, the Urban Institute ran the numbers. Government spending, which is already out of sight, would rise by $32 trillion over 10 years. That price tag, says the Post, would require a tax increase so big that even the Democrat socialist Mr. Sanders did not propose anything close to it. Bottom line, single payer can continue to gain traction among Democrats, but if the day ever comes that it becomes law, you can forget the American economy as you know it. It's over.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Say, hey, if you are just protecting your identity by monitoring your credit card, your checking account, your bank statements, you could miss some forms of identity theft, like your information being for sale on the dark web, or somebody stealing from your 401k accounts. It's a good thing there's LifeLock. They use proprietary technology to detect and alert you to a wide range of identity threats. If you have a problem, one of their U.S.-based identity restoration specialists will work to fix it. Now, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but nobody's better at this than LifeLock. Act now, folks. Get the added protection of Norton Security free for the first year when you bundle LifeLock and Norton memberships. For a limited time, you'll also get a special 15% discount off the first year of your LifeLock membership. Call 800-440-4833 or go to LifeLock.com and use the promo code RUSH15. RUSH15 to save 15%. Terms apply.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
AMCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 140 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. AMCO's insurance advisors have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:32. It is 76 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by American Momentum Bank. Building financial success one client at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The next few months will be busy for volunteers with the Brazos Valley Veterans Memorial. The president of the memorial's board, retired General Randy House, says the Marines will be recognized for the first time when a statue for the Mexican War is dedicated the evening of Wednesday, September 13th.
Most Americans can sing the first verse of the Marine hymn.
Good point.
Which is from the halls of Montezuma. This memorial, we have a Marine breaking through the halls of Montezuma wall, and it's just fabulous.
And on December 7th, there will be an addition to the World War II Memorial, thanks to fundraising from three chapters of the Daughters of the American Revolution.
Now we have an airman in the like of President Bush, naval aviator. We have a soldier who fought in World War II, European soldier. And between them, we're going to put Rosie the Riveter. She'll be with all her muscles right there.
Members of the board will also be on hand the evening of Saturday, August 5th, when the U.S. Navy Band performs at the memorial. The Bryan School District could be adding a new central office administrator.
On Bryan ISD's employment page is a listing for a chief of staff who will report to new Superintendent Christy Whitbeck. According to the job posting, this person will serve as a key strategic advisor and problem solver for the superintendent. They'll also join the superintendent's cabinet or senior leadership team. It's a position that's not been approved by the school board. District spokesman says the board was notified of the intent to create the position, and the spokesman assumes the board will most likely be voting on the hire. WTAW News has asked school board president Trey Moore for comment. There are 13 bullet points to the 1.5-page job description for the position, which has a minimum salary of $104,000. Job posting was made 2 days after the school board approved pay raises for 70 campus principals and assistants, totaling $317,000. Dr. Whitbeck seeking someone with experience as a principal with a master's degree or a bachelor's with 6 to 8 years related experience and at least 5 years of that at an executive level. A copy of the job postings online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
In Huntsville, police are looking for whoever put razor blades in park slides.
Using some type of device, maybe a lighter or something, melting the plastic on the slide, and then embedding the razor blade into the slide itself.
Lieutenant Kurt Landrum says they're very fortunate to have caught this before anyone got hurt. Have you ever wanted to know why local water feels and tastes the way it does? That's part of the yearly City of College Station Water Report.
Second to last page of the report is the secondary maximum contaminant levels, things that are not regulated as like a public health issue, but things like sodium and total dissolved solids and pH. And those are the kind of things that when people say, oh, the water makes me feel all slimy. And well, yeah. It's really soft water, so it's actually not stripping your skin of the oils.
Right.
So that's why it feels really kind of slippery and why you only need like a quarter cup of shampoo, not the half cup size, which I learned to my detriment when I moved here.
Water Resource Coordinator Jennifer Nations, speaking on our show, says the report is online at cstx.gov/waterreport. CHI St. Joseph Health's Cancer Center has announced receiving a $28,000 grant from the Regional Pink Alliance Breast Cancer Advocacy Organization. The money will go towards the purchase of kits that support early detection and treatment of a complication some breast cancer patients experience. The condition, called lymphedema, can lead to chronic painful swelling of the arms of breast cancer patients. The devices provide a rapid and non-invasive tool for measuring and monitoring lymphatic fluid. Three of four state prisons set for closure by the state legislature are shut down, and the fourth will be long before the deadline at the end of September. The Dallas Morning News reports prison staff have been offered jobs at rural locations where there have been shortages. Eight prisons have closed in the last 6 years as the state's inmate population has dropped by 10,000. State lawmakers expect the latest closures to save almost $50 million. And fallout continues at the Texas Alcoholic Beverage Commission. The agency's acting director is the latest to resign after barely a month on the job amid continued criticism that the agency took taxpayer-funded trips to Hawaii and San Diego. That makes six high-ranking officials have left since May.
Earlier this year, the Texas Tribune reported the department had spent $85,000 in taxpayer money on out-of-state travel since 2011 and gave all expense-paid cars to top officials. The 2017 session of the Texas legislature blocked the TABC from any non-essential out-of-state travel for the next 2 years. Mitch Carr, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 7:37. It's 76 degrees. Call or text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by American Momentum Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Are you surprised that we are now one of the fastest growing business communities in the nation? We're not. For years, the expert bankers at American Momentum Bank have been working on customized solutions specifically designed to help build and sustain financial success, one client at a time. That's the strength of Momentum. Visit AmericanMomentum.bank or call 979-774-1111. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Here we are on the dog days of summer. Do everything you can to keep your utility bill under control, and Intercon's got a couple of products that can help you do that. First of all, their windows, the energy efficiency of their windows is highly rated, and that's one of the things that you can pick and choose as well, because they're window specialists. They can let you know what your choices are as far as windows are concerned and the efficiency that they can bring to your home, which can reduce your utility bill. So talk to them if you're going to be doing a build or a remodel, and let Intercon give you some thoughts about that. They'll be glad to give you an estimate on it. And, of course, solar screens, too, whether it be on the side of your house or a building outside of your house that just gets so blasted hot this time of year, it's tough to do anything in there. Run an air conditioner, just works and works and works. Well, you know, if you can cool the interior by blocking out some of the sun, that makes sense, and it can also save you money, and Intercon can help you there, too. No matter what product you're looking for from Intercon, they'll come out, they'll give you an estimate, and then they'll leave you alone. There's never any high pressure. So make the call, 823-3639 to Intercon.
Think your child ever gets enough sports? Wrong. Registration for Central Sports Flag Football and Volleyball has begun for the fall season at Central Baptist Church. Central Sports Flag Football is specially designed for 4-year-olds through the 6th grade, and girls volleyball is 1st through 6th grade. Register your child today for some great fun and start building their confidence and good character. Coach and referee volunteers are also needed. Come join the Central Sports team. For more information and registration for Central Sports Flag Football and Girls Volleyball, visit centralbcs.org/sports or call 776-9977.
Earl, get your rear end out of that truck. You ain't going nowhere till you get our gates painted.
Ugh, dang old gates. I painted them suckers 5 times in the last 3 years.
You know, Earl, you could just take them off the hinges and get them to Jackrabbit powder coating for a superior finish that's going to last a lot longer than 5 years.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I tell you, Jackrabbit chowder potent really does have a solution for all my metal problems.
Earl, this is getting ridiculous. It's Jackrabbit powder coating, a company worth remembering.
Today, it's easy to manage and store thousands of digital images on your computer. But what about your old family films and photos? Well, that's where Tube Video comes in. We convert 8 and 16 millimeter film, most video formats, old and new, photos and slides, and even old records and audio cassettes to digital files. Tube Video is a local company, and you can find us online at tubevideo.ws or call 690-6956 to set up an appointment. You created the memories. Let Tube Video help preserve them.
Good morning, 740, News Talk 1620, WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer. In Bryan and Navasota's Check Weather, it's sponsored by Folks at Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years, in addition to fixing slabs, they do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
High pressure is located off to our east, so lots of heat and humidity will be moving across the region from the Gulf of Mexico over the next several days. Partly sunny, around 95 this afternoon. There could be a stray shower or storm. Partly cloudy, warm tonight, 75 to 80. More sunshine tomorrow with the chance for an isolated storm late in the day, highs near 95. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, 75 to 80. Partly sunny Thursday, chance of a storm, 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll recap yesterday's SEC Media Days and hear from SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey as well as Ed Orgeron of LSU. Meanwhile, former A&M basketball player Alex Caruso filled in quite well for an injured Lonzo Ball in last night's Lakers-Kings game. And we'll preview the day at Wimbledon, which continues today with women's quarterfinal action. All the details and more are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you are. So we haven't done our running with the bulls report yet.
I did see a highlight online though, and saw somebody just get nailed inside the ring.
So here you go. It's this is the sound of from Pamplona. What? That's it.
Okay. Does anyone die at these things?
It's happened.
Mm-hmm.
It's happened before.
Time-honored tradition. You
this
know?
Guy was close.
This is kind of like, I mean, it's like a chainsaw, okay? What? Oh, yeah, sure, okay. They all sound alike.
Yeah.
Bulls running through the streets.
Yeah.
All, they
screaming.
Always
yelling.
Sounds the same.
Sound
yeah.
alike. It ought to be mm-hmm. just fine, so we'll just we'll use our own music, okay?
Yeah.
So let's see. Today's running was the eighth fastest running of the Bulls with no gorings and not one, one injury, just one injury. So here are totals. We have 16 injured and 5 gored as we've now finished up Tuesday's gore board.
So to be considered gored, does it have to like break skin?
I think so.
Do you have to be
yeah.
punctured?
I think
you have to be bleeding.
I would think so.
Okay.
I mean, other than that, it's just kind of a close encounter.
All right, it's an injury.
Yeah,
it
would be.
We have two different categories. I was just making sure.
That's a good point. Mm-hmm. I think probably, though, you do have to do that. As a matter of fact, a Chicago man was take two. Hey, as a matter of fact, a Chicago man who was gored by a bull 3 years ago while running with the Bulls was gored again on Saturday. And he still planned to run yesterday. I don't know if he did or not.
His name is still Bill doing
Hillman.
It?
No one, yeah, well, to say you've done it once, to check it off your bucket list. Why keep going?
Because he is an author who has been participating for 12 years. Says a 1,200-pound bull named Sentido. Well, why does he know the name of the bull?
Yeah, this guy has done his research very well.
If one gored you that many times, wouldn't you want to know its name, too?
I guess so. Jabbed one of the horns into his rear end and tossed him a few feet. Ow! Golly! However, he says he managed to land on the ground with a relatively soft thud. He immediately went into shock, which blunted the pain. When medics pulled his pants down to see there was blood everywhere. He was taken to the hospital. Despite his blood loss over the weekend, he planned to run again yesterday.
Oh, this book better sell.
Right?
Yeah.
Is he an author or an idiot?
I don't know. That's, anyway.
A little from column A, a little from column B.
We missed a couple of things yesterday that were anniversaries that we probably should have mentioned.
Okay.
So that, even though it was yesterday. It was yesterday in 1985 that Coke decided that they would, well, they'd bring back their old formula.
Because the new stuff just wasn't cutting it.
It didn't work. And one of the great marketing screw-ups of all time, they decided they were going to change the flavor of Coke, and it didn't work.
Everybody loves our formula, so here's a different one.
That's right. And I don't even have to tell you the next one, okay? It was on yesterday's date in 1999, and all I have to do is say Brandi Chastain.
Oh, yeah.
See? See?
18 years ago.
That's
World Cup, baby.
That's it.
Iconic sports bra moment.
After the game-winning penalty kick against China, Nobody remembers any of that.
No.
They just remember
what she did.
There's Brandy right there. So yesterday was the anniversary of that.
Now it wouldn't be a big deal at all. But back then it was a huge deal. I will say she's competed on Chopped multiple times on the Food Network, and she's awesome.
Really?
She takes it just as seriously as she probably did that World Cup.
And that's the truth. It was her absolute exhilaration of the moment. Really was great. Really was great. All right, let me see. Today is Amazon Prime Day.
You know, I've been looking, honestly. I've been looking at the deals.
Have you?
Quote-unquote deals. I think it's going to shape up to be about as disappointing as last year.
Now, so yesterday I went to look. They said Forbes had five ways for you to keep track of what the specials would be. And all of them were either way too much trouble or way too intrusive. I'm not going to sign up for...
And give you my location and my credit card number.
You're not going to get I'm not going to download the app so that it can send me alerts that something is on, because I bought something once, I might want to buy this.
Right.
Okay. Bad enough that Netflix does that. The fact that Amazon then would continue to blow your phone up all day.
And there's so much stuff that it's just like you're looking through it and you're like, okay, how many of these iPad cases do you have on sale?
That's right.
And when am I going to get to something that I actually want?
So here's the deal. Now, understand this. In the midst of Amazon doing this, they have an app so that you can check these purchases. Macy's, Kohl's, Best Buy, and Nordstrom all have big July sales that are going on as well. So you might want to check there on their websites. If you want to compare, offers.com is the site. Offers.com is the site. They are compiling the sales, and it'll give you a chance to at least look around and be a discerning shopper. Hey.
Hey, I know you don't do Facebook, Scott, but what's annoying about Amazon for me is that I search for something on Amazon, and all of a sudden I start getting Facebook messages about it.
All right, see, thanks. And I get that. That happens to me when I shop online, even if I just look online. For the next four friggin' months, I'm getting, do you want to buy the, whatever that happens to be thing? No, I don't. I didn't. Or I did buy it. Leave me alone.
Yeah.
That would be a possibility.
Why do you think I was looking for it?
The fact that I actually did do that, that I actually did look at it, would be maybe some reason that I don't need you to be annoying me with that anymore. So, anyhow, 7:48.
So you've got bed bugs in your blankets and the weeds have whipped your grass. Those pesky ants are taking over and the shrubs are growing fast. If your sprinkler system's broken, hey, don't make a dozen calls. We're the ones to trust because ABC solves it all. You say your trees could use a trimming and there's landscape to install. Hungry termites feasting on the porch, you don't know who to call. We're specialists and we're the best for your environment. We're tried and true, still here for you. ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Looking for high-speed internet with super-fast download speeds? Call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite at 979-279-2788. Looking for the best TV programming at the best possible price? Call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite at 979-279-2788. Starfire Satellite offers HughesNet and Exceed for high-speed internet with download speeds of up to 25 meg or faster and with unlimited usage. They also offer DirecTV and Dish Network for the best TV watching experience available with packages starting at just $39.99 a month. So if you need high-speed internet or TV programming available everywhere, call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite today at 979-279-2788. That's 979-279-2788. Call for details. Some restrictions may apply.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Well, Mom and Dad, what do you think? Should you encourage or discourage your son's competitive nature? Well, here's what I think. Boys are wired to compete. Watch how a group of boys play together. It's the same in every culture. If they don't have a game suitable to battle one another, they'll create one. They'll turn rocks and sticks into guns and swords, and wadded up t-shirts can become balls for an entirely new game. My own boys have spent hours building fortresses out of Legos, only to see who can destroy them with a well-thrown tennis ball. The Death Star and the Evil Empire have been destroyed more times than I can count. But it's not all fun and games. Win or lose, the skills and discipline that boys learn when they compete will be pivotal to them later, when they're responsible for a career, a mortgage, and a family of their own. Ultimately, raising boys is about raising confident men who are equipped to take on the world around them. And that's why I don't think it's helpful for parents to throttle their son's competitive spirit. Instead, teach them how to harness their strength and to use it in productive ways that benefit not just themselves, but other people. Sure, they need boundaries, but don't be too heavy-handed with restrictions. Focus more on patience and instruction. The goal isn't to hold your son back, but rather to direct his path. A boy in competition is a man in training. To help your boys thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Did you ever look at the stains in your coffee cup and then realize that's exactly what happens to your teeth? PowerSwabs is the five-minute solution to get your teeth white without visiting the dentist. This is John Greenhut, the CEO of PowerSwabs. And if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, all it takes is 5 minutes with PowerSwabs. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. It's clinically proven to whiten natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts stains off of your teeth. Best of all, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. To try PowerSwabs risk-free, call 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969. I guarantee your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free today. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. It's 7:53. Well, yesterday kicked off day one of SEC Media Days in Hoover, Alabama. First up to the podium was SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey.
Well, I hope you enjoyed the 12 days between the finale of the College World Series and today, the unofficial kickoff to college football season, what we know as SEC Football Media Days. We used to sing 12 Days of Christmas. We're working on 12 Days of Summer as a new song. It does go quickly.
The commissioner went on to list the SEC's accomplishments over the past year, as well as some changes for the upcoming season, including rules for transfer policies.
The idea that financial aid should not be tied to whether a school grants permission to contact. That's one of those control points in transfers. I think it's time for that to be not only discussed, but I think that's something that should move forward from my perspective, and that is my perspective. I also think the discussion about influence over communication and destination choices is both timely and should move forward rapidly.
Sankey also touched on instant replay, length of games, officiating, and the conference's media landscape. Meanwhile, Arkansas head coach Brett Bielema, Tennessee head man Butch Jones, and LSU's Ed Orgeron also spoke to the media. It was Orgeron's first Media Days appearance as head coach of the Tigers.
Two major things that I changed was I decided that I was going to treat every team member the same way that I treat my sons. I'm going to care about them. Show them that I love them, have their best interest in mind at all times. And then the next thing is I was going to treat every assistant coach with utmost respect.
Orgeron replaced Les Miles as the Tigers head coach on September 25th, leading them to a 6-2 record, including a 54-39 victory over Texas A&M at Kyle Field. The schedule for today features head of SEC officiating Steve Shaw, followed by Florida coach Jim McElwain, Georgia head man Kirby Smart, and Vanderbilt's Derek Mason. Coach Kevin Sumlin and the Aggs take the podium tomorrow. Speaking of A&M football, junior offensive lineman Coda Martin was named one of 146 nominees for the 2017 All-State AFCA Good Works Team, one of the most prestigious off-the-field honors in college football. Martin saw action in all 13 games last season with 4 starts and helped clear the way for a balanced Aggie offense.
Meanwhile, last night's Brazos Valley Bombers matchup against the Acadiana Canecutters was canceled due to weather. The Bombers return home to play the Generals tonight. First pitch is scheduled for 7.05 p.m. out at Nutribolt, and you can catch the action on Willie 1550. In Major League Baseball...
Swing and a fly ball center field. There it is. Aaron Judge. All rise. That's your chance.
New York Yankees rookie Aaron Judge defeated Minnesota Twins infielder Miguel Sano 11-10 to win the home run derby on the eve of the All-Star game in Miami. Miami outfielder and defending champion Giancarlo Stanton was knocked out in the opening round by Yankee slugger Gary Sanchez 17-16. In the NBA, in last night's Lakers-Kings game, after Lonzo Ball took the bench for a tweaked ankle, former player for A&M Alex Caruso stole the show with an impressive performance. Caruso finished with 18 points on 7 of 9 shooting, 9 assists, 4 steals, and just 2 turnovers in his 30 minutes of action. And Wimbledon continues today with women's quarterfinal action after second seed Novak Djokovic takes on Adrian Monarino in a men's fourth round match. Venus Williams will take on Helena Ostapenko on center court before Johanna Konta faces Simona Halep. Over on court one, Svetlana Kuznetsova will meet Garbina Muguruza and Coco Vandeweghe will battle Magdalena Ribarikova. And that's a look at your sports update brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Thinking of changing your lighting fixtures or adding landscape lighting to your front yard? Have a plug that doesn't work or want an outlet moved to a more convenient location? Maybe you have an older home that needs a complete rewiring. Gilmore Electric Express is your go-to home electrician. Gilmore guarantees on-time service and upfront pricing on every job. For everything from simple fixture replacement to expansive remodeling projects, you can count on Aggie-owned and operated Gilmore Electric Express. Call 979-77-LIGHT or go to gilmoreelectricexpress.com.
Couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Bill Oliver, our news director, just the greatest. I mean, he digs up stories that nobody else can find.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes he needs help, though, from former journalism teachers like Sandy Ferris, who joins us this morning. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
You were the news source on the cat being found on top of the queen. Is that fair to say?
I believe I was, yes.
So how did all that happen?
Well, it started on Friday night, and we know there's feral cats downtown. They roam. They're mostly unseen, but they're down there. So this little one decided to perch on the ledge of the marquee all Friday night during First Friday. So as I was quoted in KBTX, I was the cat police all night.
Oh, all right.
It was an opportunity for education about feral cats, about not climbing up on top of a neon lit marquee because the neon would explode if you touched it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't throw food up at the cat. So it was pretty eventful Friday night. And then yesterday, our phone started ringing and rang and rang and rang and lots of calls about the cat on the queen. So we just assumed it was on the marquee again. But no, it had climbed up the vertical column that has the queen name on it, right, on the front of the marquee. It had climbed all the way up to the top of the four-story building and was not, he wasn't real happy with the situation.
He'd made a bad judgment call. So the fire department came and rescued the cat?
Yeah, the animal control and mm-hmm. then the fire department, and those guys were wonderful. They worked and worked to get that cat to a place where they could get it. And eventually it went back down partially into that column, and we were able to open a vent from underneath, and a firefighter with heavy gloves on, I think, reached in there and got the cat.
Hope the cat has learned us. Did we name the cat?
Well, by default, everybody's calling it Queenie. So,
there you go. All right.
We're not 100% sure it's female, but we think it is.
All right, so we'll go in that direction. Sandy Ferris, yeah, from the executive director downtown Bryan. Thanks. Talk to you soon. See you.
All right.
See, don't climb. Don't do that.
Hey, good news on Ford, the cat I saved.
Yes.
Yeah, he has a new home.
Really?
His foster mom fell in love and decided to keep him.
And she said, I promise I won't put you on the spare tire of my truck and drive 70 miles an hour,
exactly,
right?
Exactly.
Good mom. All right, 76 degrees at 8 o'clock. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.